the Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And we're back. I mean, it's been a while. It feels like, you know, we haven't been in the studio for 3 weeks.
No, I mean, it's nice.
Yeah,
they didn't change much.
All the pictures are the same. These microphones, they still smell bad, but, You know, it's all right. We're back. We were working hard. We were being sick. We were playing some video games.
That's what's up.
You know what? That's what it's about. You just got to get sick every now and then, take off work, right when Grand Theft Auto Online is fixed, and play some Grand Theft Auto Online to properly review it and get better. It's
funny how getting sick and game releases coincide.
Yeah. It's also funny, and you
mentioned, should look into that.
You mentioned it a minute ago, but it's also funny that like video game releases and like midterms and drop dates coincide.
Yeah, they go together.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
There's a phenomenon going on here.
Before we get to that, let's talk about the website. We have one.
It's still there.
What is the website?
That's exppoints.com.
That's two P's.
Double tap the P.
I was not mistaken. Two P's, double tap that P. When you go there, you'll find all of our previous radio shows that we've done. We've cut the music so that we can legally put them online. But you'll hear a lot of us, and that's what you come here to see anyway and hear anyway.
You get to hear my bare voice.
There you go. That's sultry. Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got the radio shows. We got podcasts when we start making podcasts. They're coming. They're going to be video and audio, not necessarily together. I mean, we can't handle it together. We're not going to do silent.
We should do a silent one now.
With just ragtime music in the background, make it black and white.
Do like little signs.
There you go.
I think we should do that.
We got podcasts, we got reviews, and most recently we got game giveaways. So you played Lost Planet 1, correct?
I loved Lost Planet 1.
We have
the mix.
We have Lost Planet 1 Extreme Conditions Colonial Edition. That is on the site right now, up for grabs. If you want to enter to win, all you have to do is go to exppoints.com, two P's.
Double tap the P.
Make sure you go to that blog entry, click on it, read the instructions, and then comment. You can log in with Facebook, Twitter, StumbleUpon, and I think WordPress.com. I think we've enabled all those. Maybe Google Plus, too.
Just try to log in with anything.
Yeah, I mean, there will be icons. Don't just log in with anything. You may guess my password. You go there and you just put your favorite game console, whether that's a PC or an actual game console. You could do, you know, Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo, Game Genesis. That's not a console.
Game
I was going to say Game Genie, but that's not a console
no, that's
either.
That's a hacking thing.
You can do the Sega Jaguar if you want.
Wow, the TI-83.
The Apple Pippin. Apple's
everyone loved that.
That was the first game console that they tried to do that never went anywhere. The Panasonic Super Nintendo.
Oh.
That was really awesome. Anyway, yeah, put your favorite game genre, your favorite game, and your favorite game character. The 2D, the wedge.
The wedge.
You can go ahead and put all that on there, and then at the end of 2 weeks, whenever we deem it appropriate, we're going to go ahead and look at all
powers
of them.
Powers that be, deem it appropriate.
We are the powers that be.
We are.
We're powers, and we
and
be.
And we be.
Whenever we deem it appropriate, we're going to go ahead and look at those, and we're going to choose a winner, and then contact you, announce it on the show, give you a big shout-out on the show, and throw that your way. It's a download code, so it'll be good for as long as it's good for.
Talking
about games and giving them away, let's talk about some video game releases now.
Those are happening.
Now, again, you had a really good theory that around the world, there are universities, and they average out the average drop date for universities.
Oh, yeah. And then they
release these games. What games are released right now?
They
released yesterday.
We have Battlefield 4.
That's a huge game. That's a game people have been waiting. Like, kids grow up knowing Battlefield 3, and they're like, this can't get any better. And then whoever makes Battlefield 3, DICE makes it.
DICE and EA.
No, there's just so many. Like, I'm not sure who's a production company and who's a programming company. Who develops
who
and
does
who just.
This?
Who say, how do the games work? Anyway, you got Battlefield 4 now. It's better. Stuff's even
it's
bigger.
It's one better it's than Battlefield 3.
Plus one. Battlefield 3 plus one.
Yep.
When you thought it couldn't get.
Wait until it cranks to 11.
Battlefield 11. Can't handle it. No one can handle it.
Can't be handled.
So Battlefield 4, that's on PC, that's on Xbox 360, and that's on PS3.
Release.
Yep. And what else we
then
got?
We have Assassin's Creed.
I like Assassin's Creed. They're on the 4. Well, okay, really, it's like, so you got Assassin's Creed.
Okay, here we go.
You got Assassin's Creed 2. You got Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. You got Assassin's Creed Revelation. You got Assassin's Creed 3. You got Assassin's Creed Liberation. And I want to say there's actually one for, like, the DS and maybe the Game Boy Advanced. Like, I can't remember how far back it goes. Then, wait for it, there's a Facebook game.
What?
Then there's, like, a 3DS game.
No,
there are so many of these games, and now I've got Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. You're looking
with
forward
pirates!
To this. You're looking forward exclusively because of pirates.
Yeah, that's why I like
You've
it.
Never played
but
an
also,
Assassin's Creed.
If you guys started hating on for numbers, just remember, we're on Windows 8.1 now.
We're on Windows 8.1, but they didn't.
Don't think about how we got to 8.
I don't. Yeah, we skipped a little bit. First off, Vista and ME and Tooth. Anyway, we are severely getting off of that topic because it's Windows.
I'm waiting on the pirates.
You've never played Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
Yes,
no,
you haven't.
Yes, I have not played it.
Yes, you haven't. I've played some Assassin's Creed. I'm actually playing through Assassin's Creed 3 right now. I haven't beaten that yet.
That's the American Revolution one, right?
Yeah. That should be taught in place. That should be given in place of like a history class. Like if you're going to American Revolution,
I'm not gonna play Assassin's Creed then.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Like I'm
taking it. So what was it, 201?
I feel like that's better. I got more out of that than I did out of like college Western Civilization.
Wow.
And in all the social studies classes we had in high school and middle school.
You shouldn't have gone to a crappy college. You should have come to Southeastern.
I did go to Southeastern.
Stop hating.
Oh, okay. Well, I see what he did. He turned my words against the school. Now,
I didn't do anything.
Well, fair enough. I actually really enjoy Assassin's Creed 3, and I feel like that should be, like, all Americans should either take the naturalization exam or play Assassin's Creed 3. That's how strongly I feel about that. You have two options, because I feel like, first off, like, I'm going to just throw ballpark statistics. 70% of Americans can't do either of those. But for the glorious, I'm doing math now, 30 remaining percent, that's subtraction, I feel like it would be totally
worth
it. Made
up out of thin air.
Yep. No, subtraction, I didn't make that up.
You didn't make up subtraction. You would be a lot more well-known had you.
I'd be richer.
I'd be richer. You'd be more crazy.
I'd dead in Greece.
There's something with math people that go crazy when they figure out things.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
So yeah, Assassin's Creed. It's a good genre. I feel that you should play it.
I'm definitely gonna play it with the pirates.
You like pirates. And again, I think I talked about it yesterday or last week, and I just glossed over it. Arkham Origins came out like almost a week ago. I think on the 25th.
I still haven't picked it up. I gotta get that game.
I haven't picked it up.
Gotta get some time too.
I recently.
I'm starting to feel sick again.
There you go. You got call up your employer. Listen, boss. I got the bug.
You got the bug.
I got the Batman bug.
I got stickage to maniitis.
We've both played all of the Arkham games, minus Origins, obviously, just came out.
Yeah. I just said I have to get it.
Let's go ahead. I recently replayed through all of them. I know you're still really fresh on it. It's as if we talk about it all the time.
Matt.
Yeah, there you go. He's got a collar and he popped it just now. I don't know if you can hear it. You heard it? Pop.
It popped.
Arkham Origins is a prequel to Arkham Asylum and then Arkham City.
Note the name Origins.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Let's go take it back to Arkham Asylum and let's talk about what we liked and didn't.
Back to the asylum with you, Matt.
Go by. Oh, that's good. That's a good title.
Good title.
What did you like the most about Arkham Asylum?
The Joker. The character, the voice actor they got back from the 90s.
Yeah.
The Joker.
That's like the animated series.
It's the animated series Joker.
And Batman.
And the Batman. Yeah, the voice. But that rendition of the Joker is amazing.
Yeah.
My favorite, closely followed by Heath Ledger's. And I like it because that one's more fun. The 90s, it's more fun. And he's crazy and more over the top.
He's like super insane.
Like he's insane.
Like
it's
like mega violence, but mega insanity. It's so... It's like bone-numbing insane sometimes. Whenever you see what happens, you're like, what?
What? Yeah, exactly.
I can't even believe it.
Harley Quinn doesn't even know what's going on.
Yep.
But, and then Heath Ledger's rendition, I liked it second most, but because I believe that guy could be walking around right now.
So he's very believably manic.
That's a little bit scary. I'll give you that.
Maniacal.
But watch the movie. That guy is out there.
Somewhere.
And hopefully I'm not around to see him.
Yep. Oh, you're very, very far away.
Yeah.
And not near a hospital. because he had lag time. He had, so much lag. So there's actually an interesting little thing there.
That's one of my favorite scenes, by the way, when he's playing with the detonator.
That was totally improv. You knew that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, for everyone that doesn't know, that was, he was supposed to hit it, and it was just supposed to explode. So when he, hit it and it didn't work, he just totally ad-libbed it. There was apparently a problem, or they intentionally added some lag in it. They only had one chance. So, they're fiddling around and getting ready to explode. He's just playing with the detonator, and then it explodes. So the entire shutter and frightened Joker and, good God.
That was legitimate.
That was legitimate. He didn't know it was going to happen. So that was cool. What didn't you like about
Arkham Asylum? Well, specifically Arkham Asylum. and this carries over through the other one, is the fact that Batman has this thing where he likes to talk to himself about the most obvious thing.
He's got like an inner monologue that's now an outer monologue. Yeah,
which is really, I feel like it's the developers calling me an idiot, because he'll be like, this door, it is off its hinges. Perhaps I should investigate. And I'm sitting here thinking, no crap, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I saw.
I saw that literally plain as day. Maybe I'm going to walk over there and look at it.
It's like whenever, I notice it a lot in like animated movies, whenever you see something and it's like a beautiful colored scene and there's one piece that's just off color, just really off color because it's cel shaded or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the only animated part in the scene. And you're like, I know that's about to move. I'm waiting for it to move. I feel like in games when they do that, it's like for comics, it's easy because there's like this square comics, text, you know.
It makes more sense because you're reading it. You're not Batman. When you're playing the game, you are Batman.
No, you're Batman.
I'm Batman.
That's Batman. Who you are.
Batman. My parents are dead. And anyway, but no, the problem with that is it kind of breaks that for me, and it makes me feel like I'm just playing a gothic version of Blue's Clues.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I think that'd sell. Especially this generation.
Blue's Clues.
Yeah, well, the generation that grew up with Blue's Clues, with Steve version 1 or Bill version 1, whoever.
Steve, oh, that was a sad day when he went to college.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, he went off to college.
I thought he,
apparently not drugs.
Oh, okay. Well,
wasn't really drugs. Yeah.
That was a trick.
I mean, no, in the show.
Oh.
They didn't come out, hey, kids, he did drugs, and now he's off the show. They sent him off to college.
I feel like drugs are totally almost okay now. We're about to start advocating it on Sesame Street. It feels bad, but I'm looking at you, Healthcare Act. Anyway.
If you can ever log in.
Yeah, there you go. that happened. The healthcare website is like still mostly down.
Yeah,
I think.
Over the weekend, the entire data center went down.
Nice.
So that's brilliant.
I like, again, I
said,
we totally skipped what I like and dislike about Arkham Asylum.
What do you like about Arkham Asylum?
Arkham Asylum. That's the one where they're in the asylum, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I liked the like the gameplay.
I like the game.
It's a good game.
I like games.
So I like the overall like character design, how it's very much like a I don't know, I feel like that character design really worked for me. Also the little gadgety stuff like the detective mode and things like that, like this fact you can see the skeleton and tell who has all the stuff. I felt like that was really neat. And I don't know, I guess the overall feel, the atmosphere, the immersion, that's what I feel like. I don't do 3D vision.
Like, so himself, he breaks the immersion for me.
I don't do the 3D vision or the surround.
I do surround. I need to try that game on it.
It's supposed to be
I actually spent all this money getting a surround setup and everything, and it's awesome, and I love it, and it makes me motion sick.
Yeah, I know that it was one of the first ones at QuakeCon years ago.
It did the 3D, I know.
In 2009, it did the 3D,
yeah,
and they did surround.
It, at QuakeCon, then.
It was really awesome.
I
think, I don't know, I don't think that that's really a selling point for me, but anyway, for the rest of the game series, like they carried a lot of that over. I feel like the character design, first off, they didn't get rid of the same character designers. They stayed on, right. Or they used the same
models.
The
characters are just beautifully done.
Yeah, they're really great. The voice actors, I agree completely with that. Mark Hamill and Peter Cullen. I had a moment. I thought it was Edward Cullen, the guy from Twilight.
Never mix up Batman and Twilight.
Yeah, it's really they are very different. One's a bat. One's a girl.
One's a sparkly vampire.
I feel like the worst part is that for something that's so good like the combat. You know, with the beat-em-up, it's a beat-em-up style thing.
You don't
really use projectiles. I mean, yeah, you throw batarangs or whatever, but it's mostly a fist game, a fisticuff game. I feel like the combat's so awesome, and it's so free-flowing, and then you get to, like, where there should be a boss fight, and it falls on its face, because not only do they not allow me to fight the boss like I would normally fight everything else in the game, I'm so bored with fighting everything else in the game that I'm happy that they don't do the boss fights right, in my opinion.
Wow.
Because at least it's different.
Do you not like the boss fights?
I don't like the boss fights because...
But you like the fact that there are boss fights.
I like the
just
fact that there are boss...
these boss fights.
I think I like the fact that I can see some theatrical, very dramatic, and climactic boss fight... And that I'm happy to sort of like push buttons to make the next movie go. That's how I feel about it. That's I feel like I'm fighting.
This
I'm punching.
Is why you like Metal Gear so much.
Yes. Well, no. I feel like Metal Gear. You know, there's strategy and there's some tactics to it. And Batman, it's almost punching you in the face with what you have to do.
He's literally telling you.
Right. Right. You'll never smash these things on the floor with explosive gel that you happen to have. And then it shows you, double tap three, and you'll lay explosive gel very quickly. I feel like that's interesting. It does break the game up, but I never use those tactics ever again. And even if I do,
like you said, you fly and you just start punching people in the face.
Even if I use those tactics again, it's like I only use them just to say that I could use them again. It's not that I had to, but they forced it down my throat that first time. And then they were like, well, you'll do it to get a Riddler trophy at one point, or you'll do it this one other time, and we'll remind you then too. That's how I feel. It feels unnatural, and it feels like just for the sake of showing a really cool scene. And that's okay. I can appreciate it, but it is hard to kind of keep with the game.
Or if it was a cutscene and you just used it, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, even if it was like QuickTime events, is that what you're saying?
Like, okay, you're a QuickTime, yeah.
You know, Resident Evil 4 was very good with that. It was very awesome to look at, and you just had to pay attention. And you had to pay attention to a lot in the game. I feel that it's cool to be able to interact fully and die. I feel that it's
cool to die, kids.
I mean, it's cool that you have the option, more or less free will in the confines of this game. But I feel like the combat was so good, you could have easily changed up the combat overall to make it, I don't know, I'm not going to say like less good, like worse, so that the boss fights are better. But I feel like you could change the boss fights to incorporate that combat and not make it feel like gimmicky, like where you're just punching him, you have to beat him up a certain way so that he'll die. You should be able to, you know, like...
You want to be able to kill the boss, however
in
you
any,
kill
in
the
any,
boss.
Yeah, in any game where there's critical hits and non-critical hits, you can kill something by not scoring any critical hits because you just do
just
damage.
Just takes longer.
Right. Or you could be good and score critical hits. Borderlands 2, for instance. Incidentally, if you haven't done it already, you should definitely be in the $100,000 giveaway. Go to Google Borderlands 2 Challenge. And play that. Essentially, they give you a target every day at 10. You go and kill that target. You get a gun, and then you can take that gun and go shoot a bunch of these very other specific targets. You get entered, and every week they give you more money. Anyway, that's my piece on that. That's how I feel. I feel like they could have tailored the boss battles to be a little bit more...
boss fights have been a problem in a while. Another game comes specifically to my mind. That's Deus Ex Human Revolution.
I'm replaying that too. I just got the director's cut for like $5.
Great game.
Yep.
What, like top 10?
If
right
you
there.
If you own the original top Deus Ex Human Revolution, like non director's cut, and the Missing Link, you'll get like I think 75% off the director's cut, which is like now $5.
And then what they add to that?
So Missing Link's now included. It's like all in one. You pay for commentary, so you get to learn everything about how they made the game. There is a few little like rebalancing of bosses and everything. I haven't played the boss fights yet.
Yeah,
you have
to let me know how the boss
fights
are.
So I don't know.
Because that was the biggest issue with me in that game.
I agree. Especially whenever you had to use the Typhoon and you didn't get the Typhoon.
Oh, no. See, the problem was I built I'm not getting many spoilers. I built a character completely around Typhoon.
Yep.
So the boss fights were horribly broken. He's got this like long build up in a cutscene. Yeah, what's up, Boy Scout?
Right.
Yeah, and that's
you'll never defeat me.
And then I just walk up to him like Typhoon.
And
he's
then just die.
Literally dead. One hit. Done.
Yep.
Great boss fight.
I want to say they've balanced it out. I can't speak to that yet. I haven't played it that much again. Assassin's Creed 3 and Arkham City.
Man, so busy with the games.
Let's move on. Arkham Origins, 25th, came out already, almost out for a week. Definitely pick it up. If you haven't picked up Arkham City or Arkham Asylum, I highly recommend playing Asylum, then City, and then Harley Quinn's Revenge. They're cheap. I think Arkham City or Arkham Asylum's $5. Arkham City with the expansion, like the Game of the Year edition, is like $7. Totally worth it.
So, yeah, just go spend the money. Again.
Yeah, just go spend $12 on Steam and go and get it. Speaking of, it's game-related, but it's not game-related. Mega Man's 25th anniversary is upon us.
We're going to talk about Mega Man on this show?
I know, right? It's like my favorite game series. I think it's funny. We'll get to it in a minute, but Mega Man 25th anniversary came out. They released a fan book. It has like a ton of stuff with Mega Man in it. Almost bought it. Now they've released and it's Capcom endorsed, but it's not Capcom that is actually doing the music. It's Mega Man 25.
So is this like canon? Oh, okay.
No, it's not canon. It's just music. Mega Man 25, Mega Man Rocks. That's the full name. MM25,
yeah,
Mega Man Rocks.
Rock Man.
There you go.
Nah.
It's a bunch of music by, say, like the Proto Man, the Megas, Random, or Mega Ran, Arm Cannon.
We never figure out what his name is. It's Random.
Yeah, I mean, it is Random. Well, between those two things. They released this 18-track, I think it's 18, maybe 16-track CD with all of these awesome Mega Man remixes and Mega Man cover.
Like Mega Man songs?
It's awesome. We play it. We're about to play it now, but we play it on the show all the time. We're going to cut that to that now. This is the 2013 remix, or re-recording rather, of The Will of One by the Proto Man.
Yay.
And then this is actually like one of your favorites, The Quick
one
and the Blue.
Definitely.
By the Megas.
Right there.
And I think this is the rock version. This isn't the acoustic version, but it's the one on the CD. So we're going to play
awesome.
That. About the about Quick Man and Mega Man facing off in the Wild West.
Yes. Totally.
I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And this is Experience Points. You're hearing it here on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM.
KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. It's still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I'm still Red Bear.
That was The Quick and the Blue by the Megas. Before that, the 2013 re-release of The Will of One off the Mega Man 25 Mega Man Rocks soundtrack. You can go ahead and pick that up on iTunes. You can go and get that from Amazon, I believe. It's on Spotify as well, so you can go ahead and listen to that whenever you want.
Get you some musics there.
We were actually, we're talking about what we're going to talk about during the show, during the break.
There's a lot of talking about talking.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of discussion about discussing, but
Matt just won't shut up.
It really is just me. It's my fault. I'm sorry. But hopefully, you will get something out of this. To put it in perspective,
you'll hear Matt's voice.
To put it in perspective, a lot of movies don't hit $1 billion.
A lot of movies don't. Most
movies don't.
I would say.
In fact, like Avatar, Titanic, like they made a lot of money. But compare that to Grand Theft Auto. Within the first day, like several days, it made
so
over
money.
$1 billion. After 6 weeks. And again, like it's an exponential drop in
because
sales.
Because people run out and buy it.
Right.
So that's most of the income,
right?
Right.
I think the first 3 or 5 days, I can't remember, that's instantly gained.
So that's like most people's going to buy it, right?
Right. Well,
you
would think that. After 6 weeks, the game's been on the shelves for 6 weeks, they've sold 29 million copies.
Whoa.
Red Bear on his fancy Nexus 7 did the math.
Did the math.
It is how much, Red Bear?
That is 1.74 billion.
That's working with a $60.
Yeah, that's assuming $60 per unit.
And they don't get that. Rockstar doesn't just get that.
Right.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, it's
no.
Not like,
I mean, there's money that goes to other people. Blah blah. But
I mean, 1.74 billion. Are you kidding me? That is insane. That of course is that's crazy amounts of money. More than any video game. More than I think any movie.
I think that's more than any movie.
That's
dude.
More than
yeah.
any movie has made. It's borderline
more than
like,
anything ever has.
I want to say like some like Super Bowl makes more money.
Yeah,
but
sports.
That's because the tickets are like hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars in some cases. Moving right along, EA.
I never like EA.
Electronic Arts or EA.
They leave a bad taste in my mouth.
They should not be in your mouth. Just
probably
say,
what's wrong.
Just say,
it might be why I don't like them.
You shouldn't taste EA games. They're not meant to be consumed that way.
Oh, man. That's what I've been doing wrong all these years.
Command & Conquer.
I love Command & Conquer, man.
Command & Conquer Generals 2.
Yeah.
Which it was released
Can't
back
wait
in...
for the next
yeah,
one.
I know. It was released back in 2011 at the Spike VGAs, Video Game Awards. And it was going to be free to play for PC. It was really cool. It entered alpha during the summer. This past summer.
Yep.
They just said that it is now
don't
being...
Don't tell me this. I don't like your voice.
It's being canceled. Quote, your feedback from the alpha
You're
trial
canceled,
is
man.
Clear. We are not making the game you want to play. This is a rep saying that from Victory Games. He said, "This is that is why, after much difficult deliberation, we have decided to cease production of this version of the game."
Yeah, we didn't feel like making it.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a huge, huge blog post. You can read it on the Victory Games or the Command & Conquer website. But it essentially says,
I am
like,
now super sad.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really looking forward to this, but whatever.
I wasn't until you told me it was canceled.
Listen, I am sorry, but that's just how it flows sometimes. Now, to kind of, look at the, to kind of look at what we were talking about before the break, Battlefield 4, Black Flag, and Arkham Origins, Battlefield 4 is actually $43 instead of the normal like $60 it would be. It's for PS3, 360 and physical. Again,
and you got physical?
And well, like, you know, PC physical.
You can get this physically.
You can actually
just go to a battle zone.
You can get Battlefield 4 from Origin.
Go to a battlefield.
Oh,
it's physical now.
You just pick up the guns and
just join the
military. They'll pay you. I mean, it won't be that much, but they'll pay you. As long as the government's in you know, working. So you can get Battlefield 4 off of Origin for $48. There's a, again, go to Kotaku, and you'll be able to just search for Battlefield 4. It's a deal. I think it's through Green Man Gaming. You can also get Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag
with pirates,
$13 credit on the PC. And again, from Green Man Gaming. And as far as Batman Arkham, you can't get that at a discounted rate, but you can get the season pass for all the DLC. But speaking of which, explain what season pass is as far as DLC. I mean,
isn't that where you just kind of subscribe and you get all the DLC as
right,
it comes out?
Sort of.
That's my understanding.
So you have this DLC that's going to come out. Let's just use Borderlands 2 as an example case.
That's
you've got Borderlands 2. And it's got four or five DLCs that will come out. So Captain Scarlet's Pirate Booty. You've got the Sir Hammerlock's Big Game Hunt. I can't think of the third one. And then Tiny Tina's Mr. Torg's Explosive Whatever the Mega Adventure.
Then you have the D&D one.
And then you have the D&D Tiny Tina's. So if you bought the season pass for let's just say $40. Then you can get all of those, or maybe for $30, you can get all four of those free. Like, you essentially buy to get those later, before they're released, so they can get money now, and then you don't have to buy them later. You just get them. You don't have to buy them for $10, so you save some money in the long run.
By just giving them money up front.
Right, right. Again, it's a good faith deposit so that they, one, don't die, they don't get canceled by EA, and two, they have the money to produce bigger and better.
Thanks, EA.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
EA just canceled Command & Conquer.
They did. If you're interested, more deals, 16-gigabyte Vita, PlayStation Vita memory card, for $32, which is really great because I think I bought a four gigabyte PS Vita memory card for about $50 at launch.
That proprietary.
It's really hard to buy into that. Why couldn't they just use a micro SD like everyone else?
Everyone else.
And they said because
$50 for 4 gigs.
They didn't want people to pirate games. And I can understand that.
Well, how's that going for them?
Well, on the Vita, it's going pretty well.
Okay.
Because there are a few games that they get giveaway. The good games they give away on PlayStation Plus. But for the PlayStation 4, which is going to totally utilize, again, they're saying, totally utilize the PlayStation Vita more than, say, the PS3 utilized the PSP, it's a good investment. Buy the PS Vita now and use it for your PS4.
For later.
So that's
a lot
pretty...
of buy now, play later things we're talking
about.
You know,
that really is sort of kind of how it's working. Let's go ahead and talk about some NVIDIA business.
Some NVIDIA business.
So we talked a while back on the show about the NVIDIA Shield. And again, we are drifting into the hardware portion. We have talked about...
There's been video game talk.
We've talked about the video games. So now we're going to talk about some
playing,
hardware
we'll
because
be played.
Our appetites need to be satiated. We need to...
We're kind of hardware guys.
We do like some hardware. It's touchable. You
it
can
is.
Touch it.
It's physical, man.
It's physical. We're going to get physical with
physical.
You right now. NVIDIA
physical.
Shield. What is the Shield? We talked about it before. Give
us
an
Android power device. That's basically the gaming device from NVIDIA, powered by Android. So it's a big controller with a screen on it.
Okay, so
what did you get?
Do you install games? I guess, do you install games on it, or do you... I know you can stream.
Yeah, you can stream games, I think, from your PC. And, it's running Android, so any Android games will work on it.
Awesome.
And they're pushing developers to map things to their controllers, which can be mapped separately.
Okay.
But, I mean, if the game supports it natively, the controls will be
now,
better.
Now, this isn't attached to the SteamOS at all, really?
No, this has... Nothing to do with Steam.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm just making it clear. There's nothing attached to the Steam OS. This is NVIDIA doing its own game stream thing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, I think. Now, let me ask you this. Are you a handheld gamer?
I used to be.
Really? Then your hands got bigger?
Yeah, my hands got bigger and my PSP broke.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I haven't bought a new one yet.
I mean,
So I play Android games because I have the Fancy Nexus 7.
But that's, I mean, that's in your hand all the time. Yeah. Like, it's good. It's a big, well, it's not a big tablet, but it's a big enough tablet.
Yeah, I mean, and there are some wonky controls, which does persuade you to go with NVIDIA Shield because it has an actual controller built onto it.
Okay. I guess the point I was getting around to was, like, I have a PS Vita. I don't play it much because I played it really a lot whenever I got it. Played the games I wanted to play, like Golden Abyss and then Gravity Rush. So it's kind of just waiting for the PS4 to come out for new things to happen to it. Likewise, I have a DS XL, like a big version of the DS. Yeah. I've tried playing some games on it, and the best games for it are like the Mario games, the platformer
new Pokemon
games.
Game on it.
You know what? I tried Pokemon on it. I just don't get into Pokemon. Yeah. I realize, like, I gotta catch them all. Like, no, I don't. You don't tell me what to do. I don't need to catch
you're
any
not
of them.
You're the boss of me.
Yeah, you're not the boss of me. Catching 718.
You don't catch them, Professor Oak. Oh, yeah, what
exactly.
are you doing?
You're chilling.
Jeez.
But yeah, so lazy. I guess handheld gaming isn't for me right now, despite the fact that Borderlands 2 is about to be...
I was going to say there's kind of a lull right now. I think things are about to happen.
Well, we're not 5 years old. That's how I feel like.
Is that what the problem
is? A lot of games are released for a younger crowd.
No, I'm six now.
Oh, yeah. So he was born on a leap year. That's the inside joke, experience points listeners. So you're February 29th.
1988.
And so you're now officially five and a half.
Yeah, getting there.
So you're about to be six.
About to be no.
Well, another 2 years.
For,
it's so hard
man,
whenever
man,
you
this
don't.
This is hard.
If he gets to double digits, he'll almost
oh
be in triple
gosh,
digits.
What if I run out of fingers?
You'll have a midlife crisis at double digits.
Be terrible.
Anyway, I feel like the games for a lot of the handheld games are for a younger crowd. Now, Borderlands 2 is getting a PS Vita release. And that could compel me, depending on how they do the controller. Because again,
how would a shooter work on a handheld?
So PSP had a few shooters.
Well, I mean, I guess you use analog sticks.
Yeah, and it has two. It has two analog sticks.
It does
sticks.
Have two now. Yes.
So I mean, I guess the question that I guess what I'm waiting for is a really good game to be released on the Vita or on the DS. But the DS, I feel like the DS is not going to work for a really good game, like a really good
probably
like 3D game.
I'm not actually too impressed with what Nintendo's done in the past couple of years, to be honest.
Not handheld-wise. I feel... Well, do you
Even
feel the
console-wise.
Wii, really?
Like,
the Wii U,
you
didn't like
nah,
it?
Nah, I wasn't a big fan. Didn't see the advantage. But, eh.
Well, I don't know.
I guess if I had kids, it may be better.
Yeah, and that's what I think it is. It's the fact that, you know, one, we don't have kids, and two, we're not really little kids. So, it's... I don't know. I'm waiting for a really good handheld. But with the NVIDIA Shield, I could take my PC games
and I could
play them on this handheld. And I assume since it's Android, it'll be able to work with like maybe a Chromecast or something. It'll be able to send eventually, maybe not right now, but it'll be able to send to DLNA TVs it'll be able to do this, or maybe even just hook up with HDMI. But isn't that what the Steam OS and the Steam controller are doing?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that
well,
sort
I mean,
of...
it'll be like a Steam Box, which will be Linux.
Yeah.
So...
I think I'm
holding out for Steam Boxes.
I think I'm going to do that over the Steam... the NVIDIA Shield. Even though I love NVIDIA. Like, I owned...
NVIDIA's great.
I did ATI for a little bit, and
I'm
it just
sorry.
Wasn't there for me. Well, I had to. It was in a laptop. I didn't have a lot of choice, but... I guess I could have gotten a different laptop. But,
yep, there you go.
Yeah, so that is that. NVIDIA is also doing a lot of other really cool stuff. They recently released, to get off of that bit of hardware, in the last year or two, they've released the 600 and the 700 series cards. Now, you have a 680.
The 680 classified from EVGA.
And I have an EVGA 760, and it's like an ACX model. It's not a classified, but it's like an overclocked model.
Oh, man, you should go with the classified.
I have a 570 classified that was like $500.
Yeah, it was retardedly expensive.
The 760 does everything that one did and a little bit more with Kepler architecture and cooling.
That Kepler architecture, dude.
It is really good.
God.
And I got it for like less than $200. So,
I didn't.
That 760.
Spoilers.
That 760, I highly recommend it. And again, if you get it now, you can get Arkham Origins and another game. I can't remember which one. Maybe Call of Duty Ghost or something. Yeah, that's the big one. They have been working really hard with their initiative, the GeForce Experience Initiative.
Which is awesome.
And I love it. In a nutshell, So you've got games installed on your PC.
Games are installed. That's what I do with my games.
Whenever
then I play them,
and you play them, but sometimes, like I know I've gone to Tom's Hardware and like a benchmark OC benchmarks or whatever overclockers.net to like look up builds and figure out what settings other people use, because I feel like if I have to overclock my card or if I have to underclock my card or if I do a voltage bump or
if you would have got classified like me, you're just like max.
But sometimes you could put it all at max or you could put it all at medium, and it will be no difference to the game. Like, yeah. You will not get any difference.
But it's not cranked to 11, man.
But it'll tax your card more. So the
poor card.
Well, the cool thing in experience, in the GeForce experience, is that it automatically looks at your rig, like your all your stuff in your computer, all your specs, and it looks at the game, and it finds a compatible match of settings. So you will get the best experience, the GeForce experience.
Get it?
You'll get that best experience from the software. I think that's
awesome.
And it's
nice because you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you really, all you do is launch the game and instantly quit, which is kind of disappointing because you want to play.
Yeah.
Especially when a game's been downloading for 9 hours because you have 3 meg DSL at my house.
Oh, my God.
I know I need better internet. If you want to donate to Experience Points, the Get MG Better Internet Fund.
How are we going to do that? Are we going to bury fiber out to your house?
Listen, if we make enough money, if we sell 29 million copies of a game, we need better internet.
We need better internet. Kickstart that.
So, yeah, I'll just download more later. But when it's been downloading...
Oh, download some RAM, too.
When it's been downloading for a long time, you want to play, but... In order for experience to work, GeForce Experience, you download the game, you install the game, you launch the game once, you go to play it, and you instantly quit. Don't save, don't do anything, and that generates the settings file. And then you refresh GeForce Experience. It says, hey, yo, we found this game, brah. You want to, like, look for the best settings? And it's like, yeah, here they are. And you just hit one button, optimize.
It's like, okay, brah.
All your settings are perfect. They're the best ever.
Now play game.
Likewise, they did some streamlined driver installation. Yep. So you will have the up-to-date driver ready to install when you are ready to install it. It'll even install it for you if you want. I don't normally do that. I let it download it, but I let it tell me when to do it. They just released a really cool feature that I'm going to segue into after we talk a little bit about what's come before it.
What has come before it, Matt?
Twitch TV.
I like Twitch TV.
What is Twitch TV? Again, if you're listening to the show and you don't know, I assume that you are new to games. But Twitch TV, what is it?
It's how you stream, people streaming the games they're playing. So, and it's really popular with like League of Legends and competitive games.
So like StarCraft.
Yeah,
and
StarCraft,
I guess
League
World of
Legends.
Warcraft is on there too.
Probably.
I think they have a big Minecraft following.
Yeah, there's always Minecraft.
So it's like a ton of channels. For every user, it's like a channel.
There's
it's like
Kerbal Space Program people streaming.
Oh, man, that's such a good game, and I'm so bad at it sometimes.
Yeah.
So Twitch is like a bunch of channels.
Yeah.
And every user has a channel, and they play, and you can watch them play. And they make money off of it in some...
Through ads and stuff.
Right, the number of users...
It's not a lot of money.
But if you have a lot of people...
Unless they're like, you know...
The big
streamers. Like a professional person.
Like MLG or whatever.
Yeah.
Major League Gaming, again, for those new people. So Twitch, that's a big deal. There are programs that stream and record.
Right.
One old school program is called Fraps.
Fraps
is like...
Fraps.
Fraps is amazing. At least it was amazing back in the day. Now they've
got...
You
can record what's on your screen.
They've got XSplit. Which is XSplit is sort of this.
Here's XSplit.
It's a producer software that you can put a little webcam of you in the corner and, you know, little widgets everywhere to kind of show how many frames per second you're doing and all this really cool stuff.
Fancy.
Then you got like Adobe's Media Encoder that does it, you know, in a very lackluster way. And
because it's Adobe.
There's a ton of little other apps that are like, some apps are like $900.
Quick sidetrack, how did Adobe make Photoshop?
It's
the only program I know that they make that anyone likes.
Premiere, After Effects, Dreamweaver, but
Dreamweaver,
Illustrator,
Dreamweaver.
Flash, again, they bought that too. But
I don't like Flash either.
I assume that's what happens. They just buy a bunch of stuff.
Might be what they do.
Okay,
back to the games.
So all of those pieces of software have one thing, unfortunately, one really derogatory thing in common.
The derogatory?
Their software. It's software, and it's a software solution. So you're not only running your game, you're running something on top of it that's capturing your entire screen and the sound sometimes.
And all that takes processing time.
It all takes processing, and it happens on your CPU, and it takes memory, and it drives using the hard drive, and that takes a lot of resources. And you will drop, some people drop 20 frames just recording their screen, and that sucks.
And then the files are also huge if you're not careful.
Right. You can let a file grow, and it'll be like, oh, all of a sudden, 50 gig MP4, MP... Oh, there's also codecs. You have to worry about which codecs to use, and then you like some people scale their games to 720 instead of 1080 because they want to keep everything slow or small, you know, like file size-wise. They have... Again, we're going back to the NVIDIA thing now. NVIDIA has done an amazing... Not revolutionary, because I feel like it's been done before, but it's revolutionary in one way, where it's
built
no longer...
Built into the driver?
It, huh?
It's built into the driver?
It's built into the driver.
There you go.
It's built into the card. What? If you have a 650 or better, desktop GPU only. Again, I don't know why it's desktop only, but a 600 or a 700 series card, desktop GPU, and fairly not super amazing PC specs. Again, if you're running these games that you're recording anyway, you'll have the specs.
You should have specs, yeah.
You can use something called NVIDIA GeForce Shadow Play, which is on all GeForce cards now, all NVIDIA cards, 600 and 700.
Yeah.
It uses the card, and it actually keeps a rolling... There are two ways to do it. You keep a rolling 10 to 20-minute buffer, depending on Windows 7 or Windows 8. Like, Windows 7 only has a 10-minute buffer. Windows 8 can have 20-minute. It's built into the OS that you cannot have an MP4 file longer than 10 minutes.
Thanks, Microsoft.
It's really weird.
Ding.
Anyway, it keeps it in the card. So what happens is it's always writing to a temporary file, but it is always writing and then disposing of it. So if something awesome happens, you hit a button, it saves the last 10 minutes.
Oh.
So you don't have to worry about recording
That's pretty awesome.
If it was recording. Like, it's always recording. It's like 2% to 5% impacting your game. It's not dropping your frames at all. Like, say 60 frames. Let's say 100 frames. You're making 100 frames
in a game.
Can't
see that anyway.
Two frames
dropped. Don't lie. You can't see it.
Two frames dropped. Five frames dropped. Even 10 frames dropped. 90 frames a second.
You can't tell the difference.
Even
tell me you can,
even 60,
you can't.
60, you're only dropping, what, like maybe five frames?
Yeah.
It's not that bad. And it's all on the card. So not only is it fully hardware accelerated, it's... saving things that aren't even there yet. Like, I misspoke.
What?
It's time travel. I am really excited about this. Because so many times I'm like, oh man, that thing happened. I wish I would have had Fraps installed and recording. But whenever it happens, if I just remember go Alt-F10, it saves the last 10 minutes into another file and it starts recording again.
Nice.
Or you can just do Alt-F9, it'll start recording. Alt-F9, it'll stop recording. But it's this awesome kind of set it and forget it sort of way of doing it. I feel that's amazing.
That is pretty cool.
It's
always nice when technology comes out that you don't have to do anything for.
And it's free. Yeah, it's free.
Yeah, it's free. It's not like you have to go and you have to, oh, I got to remember to run Shadow Play.
Hurt you either. Like, you don't get any, there's no negative side to it. You just do it and it does it.
And it's done.
And it's done. Now, they are doing some things that...
Do it, does it, done.
There you go. That should be the experience points mantra now.
Do it, does it, done.
Do it, does it, done. There are some things that aren't there yet. It's just in beta. It only records... It does do DirectX 9, 10, and 11, which if you're playing a DirectX 8 game, you need to get with the program. Again, some games
I want to stream my Doom 1.
That's not even DirectX. That's like...
No, that's OpenGL. I think it's open.
Maybe. That's you have to load the Sound Blaster drivers.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't stream to Twitch yet. That's coming, but it doesn't do it yet.
That's probably more of a licensing thing. So they're probably working with Twitch, I would imagine.
I don't think it's so much licensing. Like, they just have to integrate it. They just have to integrate the connection, because there's a ton of software that does it. Like Origin, Origin does it. Uplay, I think, does it now. Steam, I think, is going to do it soon. There's a ton of software that does it, but none do it. None do it this well. None do it on the
hardware level.
Right.
Because they didn't make the hardware.
That's the fantastic bit about it. And it doesn't do windowed games. So even if you have full screen window, it will not do that. It will actually it'll only do full screen. Like full screen, actual full screen.
I got you.
So if you do anything like multi-boxing, you can't just capture your desktop, hopefully they'll eventually change.
That would be a nice thing for
me
to change.
I have noticed one weird thing too. I have a 5.1 surround sound set up. And I was playing Assassin's Creed 3, and I tested it out. It recorded the video at 60 frames a second in 1080p, but the audio, I had the surround audio. I didn't have the speaking. Like, I only had the left and right channel. The center channel was the people speaking. I didn't have that. So they're, like, talking, and their mouth is moving,
That's funny.
I can't hear anything in the playback. But the quality of the video is very respectable.
That's good.
It looks really, really awesome. So if you have a 600 or a 700 desktop GPU series card, definitely upgrade to GeForce Experience 1.7 and you'll and be able to get that.
Start posting your gameplay.
Yep, yep. Definitely get ready to do that because it's out now. It's been out, I think, since Monday. Moving on, Steam sale.
I am looking at that right now.
Yeah, what do they got up on the Steam sale?
Oh, my God, they got everything. There's see Fallout New Vegas. I'm seeing The Walking Dead, whatever. What else? Oh, my God, there's Aliens. Oh, Natural Selection's up 75% off.
Is that Natural Selection 2? Or?
Yeah, 2, excuse me. No, and the entire Fear collection for $13.74.
See, that is well worth its weight, even though you have your Perseus Fear Mandate. And
that wasn't really part of Fear.
But you get it, don't you? You get it in the Fear box. So Fear, Fear was this like supernatural survival horror game.
Yeah, you get Extraction Point. And, yeah. I'm sorry, Perseus Mandate was the one that was part of the actual canon. It was, or was it? No. Okay, that one and Extraction Point were not canon.
Right, it was just 1, 2, and 3, I thought.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Fear was this really cool game. If you haven't picked it up again, $13, that's nothing for this amazing...
For the entire collection.
I also recommend definitely picking up The Walking Dead, the one by Telltale Games.
Right, that one's on sale.
The point-and-click adventure. It's really, really good. I know, when I heard point-and-click adventure,
Still waiting on that from Double Fine.
Yeah, I didn't think too much about it when it first came out, but it's well worth it. They got Dead Space for $9, though we will be giving Dead Space away
for free. Free dollars.
It's less than $10.
Burn Zombies Burn. That looks like a fun little game.
If you're interested in Alan Wake, which Alan Wake is pretty good, $10 for the Alan Wake franchise, which I think there's only like 2 games and they're roughly the same thing.
Tower Wars.
Best game ever, Typing of the Dead.
Oh, my God.
It's like Mavis Beacon and House of the Dead combined. This is a good one. So, Bioshock. The Bioshock franchise pack, $10.
There you go.
That up. It's only Bioshock 1 and 2, but it's definitely worth it. Bioshock 1 was probably one of the best games I've ever played. And believe it or not, it was a colored horror genre game based around Ayn Rand. Atlas Shrugged.
Amnesia, a Machine for Pigs, is on sale.
Yeah, I heard
the Halloween spirit.
I heard that was really, really scary.
So Amnesia the Dark Descent was terrifying.
Yep. We're going to go ahead and we're going to cut to 2 more songs. This first one we're going to play is The Crazies by I-Fi Dragons, and the next one is actually a choice pick from Red Bear.
From Red Bear. This is Aperture in lieu of Halloween, and this is Halloween.
I guess by Danny Elfman off of like the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack, right?
Kind of like that.
All right, well, we're going to cut to that right now. You're listening to Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you're listening to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. We're still Experience Points, but time is running out. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And that is true, though, even though we're not Dracula or the Count from Sesame Street. Time is running out. This is the end of the show. You just heard, what was that?
This is Aperture.
And The Crazies by I-Fi Dragons. Again, both of those aren't I-Fi Dragons. One was GLaDOS in true Danny Elfman style from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Again, it's Halloween.
I'll actually look it up. We'll have to put it in the show notes.
It is Halloween, so you should be watching The Nightmare Before Christmas.
You should be. All the way through
also,
Christmas.
Also, any of those Scooby-Doo movies.
Uh-huh.
You know, there you go. Oink, zoinks. That was the best one I could do. You should be watching all those Halloween movies. Any of the Michael Myers. You should have a horror movie blowout.
Yes, Matt, we should have a horror movie blowout.
We should.
Great idea.
You know what? Before the show ends, I did want to say this. So Pacific Rim came out.
That was awesome.
We're going to do a micro review probably online, and we're just going to sit down with some questionable substances and consume them and talk about robots. But if you're wondering what movies were out before that, you know, Pacific Rim, they said that Guillermo del Toro ripped off a lot of anime when they made that, like Evangelion.
Ripped off, inspired by, whatever.
Well, a lot of it he didn't even see. Like, that's sort of what, and he was like, have you heard of Neon Genesis Evangelion, which apparently has several things in your movie that was in that one? And he's like, no, I've never seen it. But after we've made the movie, like, we watched it, and there are some things. But I'd like to go out on a limb and say, You know,
in his defense, Japan's made a lot of big robot animes.
Yes. it's definitely, I feel like, hopefully they'll still push it to the Western world, though, because the last one, I'm ignoring Transformers. And,
that doesn't count.
Transformers, yeah, those were people. And there was another one that I was going to ignore. I can't remember what it was.
You were not going to ignore Real Steel.
No, but that's not giant. That's not giant robots.
They're big robots.
They are big robots. I'm talking about robots you get
bigger than you.
There was this show I watched the entire movie today. It was called Robot Jocks.
Yeah,
Robot Jocks, 1990s.
Old one by him.
It was amazing. He didn't make it.
I thought he did.
No, that was not him. It was somebody else. I know it was not him. I watched it today.
I could have sworn it was.
It was not him. Robot Jocks. It's on YouTube. The entire movie is on YouTube. It was a box office flop. It was a 1990s. It was playing off like the Cold War and things like that. But it was an awesome movie to watch today. I feel like it's one of those Mystery Science Theater 3000 things. We might have to do a take on it.
Did you see the riff racks for Night of the Living Dead?
No.
Oh, I watched that live.
Okay.
It was great. Everyone, I'm sure it's on Riff Tracks right now. Go find
that. I'll have to go and watch that. We will be doing that online fairly soon, where we watch a movie and we just kind of give it all a 1-2, but the old MG Red Bear treatment. But just to correct a few things, the Steam sale is going on right now, so definitely check that out.
Yes,
it's been going
it
on
is.
For a few days. It'll be going on till the November 1st. The November 1st. The 1st of November.
The November the 1st.
So go ahead and check that out. Also, we're going to point you again to the website, exppoints.com.
Double tap B.
Two P's. We're doing Lost Planet. The giveaway. Lost Planet, the giveaway. Number one, up next is number two. Again, we'll be collecting entries for that all the way up until probably not next week, but next week.
Not next week,
the next week.
The next week?
Yes, it'll be 2 weeks from now, so not this next
Wednesday.
That's
how normal people say it, man.
2 weeks from now, we will be giving away Lost Planet 1. We're giving away right now, but we'll decide a winner. So if you want to play that game, you want to be in the entry for that, go to the Experience Points website, exppoints.com, and click on Lost Planet 1 giveaway, game giveaway. Follow the instructions, and you'll be entered in a chance to win. You can also see other people's creative and concerning comments in the little feed
creative
below.
And concerning.
It's creative and concerning. Some people, I imagine,
it is the internet.
I like my favorite video game character is Lara Croft. She's a strong woman game character. Anyway, we are out of time.
Aw, Matt.
Yeah, I know. We are going to leave you with the scariest song I can think of. This is Zero Day.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
By MC Frontalot. And then, because it could really happen. It could really happen. Yeah, it has. You're hearing it here on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.